Jamie.
Hey, Iris.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. And hello, everyone. Welcome to Girl, We Have to Talk podcast.
Hello.
And what's up? I think it's a question episode. Anything
it is.
That you want to talk about before that, or just jump into the question?
I don't think so. I mean, I said I was going to talk about other things I was up to that I forgot to mention, but we don't have to do that now. We could just do a question.
Okay. Perfect. Let's, I mean, if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, awesome. So go ahead. I know you have the question, so I am ready.
Okay. So the question is, am I the asshole? Because these are my favorite questions. Am I the asshole for getting my brother expelled? I, 17, am LGBTQ, specifically bi. I've been out for 3 years, and although my family could be better, they're pretty good about not being bigoted around me. Well, everyone but my brother, M, in quotes. M, the fact that he's homophobic. From saying, you shouldn't have come out to your 13-year-old brother, I'm just going to make fun of you, to calling me a hag fag, it's really, really obvious. I spent as little time with my brother as possible. He does not get in trouble at home because my parents see it as normal teenage boy behavior. Wow. Last week, my brother walked into my room bragging about how he made a funny joke in class. I asked him to go in detail, and he basically said, oh, I called the TR apostrophe or asterisk, TR asterisk NNY.
Oh.
Yeah, the last gender bender, in quotes. I was infuriated. I told him to get out of my room and that he was going to be sorry for what he did. I then emailed the principal of his middle school and told him what my brother said to me. I also told him how my brother called the non-binary teacher at his school a R, what's the word? R asterisk T-A-R-D. I'm trying not to use words. And how he has told me that he hates all the gay kids at school, quotations. I was fed up and felt like my brother deserved punishment. Now my brother has been expelled and my parents are really mad at me. They said that I did it because I felt slighted that he never got in trouble at home. And now I can't do school sports next year or qualify for the reduced college program my school district has. So, am I the asshole?
Oof. Yeah. So he's 13, right? Is he 13? Huh? Is he 13 now, or was he 13 when she came out?
Oh, that's a good question.
I guess 13 now, right? Because he's in middle school.
Well, he did say you shouldn't have come out to your 13-year-old brother. And then, yeah, middle school. So I guess, yes, because 3 years would be 16. So he would be in high school. So I guess that is true, that he's currently 13, which means that he must have learned when he was 10.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I don't think, either way, I don't think the person who wrote this is an asshole.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't think they're an asshole at all. I think it's just very complicated because I guess it's not that complicated. He's a teenager and he's an asshole.
I think, like, you know what's interesting that's coming up for me? I'm sorry though if I'm interrupting.
Oh, it's okay.
Are you done with your thought?
Yeah.
I was thinking at first, like, he's just being a boy is like, are you crazy? He's just being a teenage boy. But then I thought about growing up, and that is what we would have said.
Right.
When I was a kid. Now I think we know that's bullshit. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting how culture has shifted. I think now, though, it isn't just teenage boy behavior. It's hurtful. It's bullying. It's not okay.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it's rough because I feel like his parents aren't really doing anything.
No, that's the problem. I mean, they literally were like, you're just mad because he didn't get into trouble at home. Yeah, that's exactly it.
I feel like that's the problem is like,
yeah, he's being modeled. This is okay.
Right. So I think that that's the biggest issue. So, like, no, I don't think this person is the asshole at all. I think that I feel like eventually they're probably, like, they're 17. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
I'm imagining that probably in a few years they won't talk to their parents because I just don't think that.
Yes, this is the parents' response here, I think, is the most upsetting. At least the brother's 13.
Right. I feel like, you know, I couldn't imagine that my brother would ever say that to me, but also I'm not a part of the community. So, like, there's a lot of reasons why I'm like, I can't really put myself in their shoes. So, like, on that hand, when I'm thinking about it from my own perspective, it's like, oh my gosh, I would never get my brother expelled from school. But I could definitely understand why she felt like he definitely needed some kind of a lesson, to be taught
And
that
it's
this is
not coming from the parents.
right, exactly. So it's just like the person who wrote this is kind of being, they felt forced into a situation where they felt like something had to
And I
be
guess I'm
done.
guessing they didn't expect an expulsion, which I'm kind of surprised
Right.
about too.
I mean, I think that, you know, some schools take it really seriously, rightfully so,
I
but
mean, who knows the things we don't know? Maybe they tried to talk to the brother and the brother made, I mean, who knows? But with this being the first maybe incident, and maybe it's not,
right.
that's what I'm wondering, is if other things happened, which wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it could have been that it wasn't the first time. It could be that I think sometimes in certain districts, if it's very
Egregious.
like if it's like a really huge issue for them, and maybe they've have a climate in that area where kids have killed themselves over things like that, it might just be a really big deal. I think every school has its own nuance. I mean, I feel like, you know, some places like in the deep south, like Mississippi, maybe nothing would have happened. But, you know, I could
Yeah,
definitely
that's
see this
true.
happening, you know, in a more, I mean, even in Virginia, they've had like a lot of strife there because of like the like allowing everyone to use the bathroom, and like how some parents have been like so opposed to it, like really opposed to it. And there's some people who are really for it, and there's people who have gotten fired. So I think it's kind of a hot button issue. So depending on what district
Yeah.
they're in, it sounds like it was a big enough deal that he was expelled. I mean, usually there's like, I'm sure like you said, there's more to the story. You can't usually get expelled from school like a snap of a finger. There was definitely some kind of like a board meeting, blah, 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 like a bunch of other stuff that happened. But yeah, like I think that I wouldn't have been the asshole, but I also now feel bad for this person because I'm sure her family's treating her like shit.
Yeah, because I think that's the shitty part is the problem is even though the school's sending a message, it sounds like the brother is like, you're the one who did this to me, and is not seeing any of the consequence that he contributed. So I think that's the upsetting thing because it's the parents are unfortunately siding with him. It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's really one of those. I don't want to call it a gray area because I don't really think it's gray, but I do understand, like, I can imagine if I were the parents, I would feel like incredibly frustrated that this happened because it's a big deal for them too. But then
Yeah,
also,
but don't take it out on your child. Maybe look at what your son's doing.
right, like thinking
Like,
about
why is
like
his behavior the only one no one's looking at? It's
And
weird.
just also thinking, like, you know, why did it get to the point where, like, obviously they felt like they had no choice but to do this because nothing else was going to happen. So, like, I don't think that's gonna, it sounds like they're not ever gonna come to that realization. But
Yeah.
yeah, like, it really sucks. I mean, I also just think about, like, in terms of family, being a part of somebody's family. That's a really, really tough. And people are naturally usually pretty protective of their families. So I think it's also probably really tough for them because I'm assuming you're right. They probably didn't think they were going to get expelled. Because even if he's an asshole, it's still her baby brother. So I'm sure a certain part of her feels bad that she did that because you know, you
Well, you're
sometimes,
damned if you do, damned if you don't, it sounds
right.
like.
It probably is just like a very complicated situation. But either way, I don't think that they're the asshole. I think it's a really shitty situation. I'm not surprised the child acts the way that he does.
Yeah, there's
Just,
just no accountability for him. And I
yeah.
think it's really sad that sometimes I think parents and or other family members are so toxic that's actually better not to have them in your life, even if it's just for a time period. And yeah, I
Right.
just wonder about.
And I just think that also he's never, it's one of those weird things where like maybe it's not, maybe saying is a weird thing isn't the right way to explain it. I don't think this is going to make him or her parents realize that what he's saying and doing is wrong. But like, there's, she had to do this for herself, the writer, to make, to be at peace with herself. And I hope that at the end of the day, like, I think that that's really what she should have taken away is like, do you feel good about it? Do you feel like that's what, for you and like your community and like for who you are as a person, did that make, is that you taking a stand making you feel better? Cause like, honestly, if you have everyone in your corner who's like, what people are going to say when he's like, yeah, I told my sister the story and she called mm-hmm. the school and I got expelled. It's going to be like, man, your sister's such a bitch. There's no way that anyone in this person's circle, including his parents, are ever going to be like, well, you know, it's kind of your fault. Like, that's not the message that they're going to be receiving. He is now the victim and she is the villain.
Yeah.
So right. That's the shitty part is that she's right. So like, I'm just saying, like, I really hope that like she feels like and it's not always easy to do what's right. And if she feels like that was what was right, I hope that she feels good about it, because I don't necessarily know. And there's always a chance. I'm always surprised by things. But knowing how people usually are and just hearing how her parents' reaction is, it doesn't sound like it's going to
like it's going down a good path here.
Right. Right.
Not headed in the right direction.
But, you know, but sometimes you just are like, I had to say something. Even if I didn't change that person's opinion, even if like I needed to say something. And sometimes that happens where like you just are like, I could not sit silently and let this continue to happen. Like I had to say something. Sometimes that's, you're just doing it for yourself. And I hope that that's kind of the space that the person who wrote this is in, because otherwise I think it might feel bad. Cause I'm sure it's like so uncomfortable living in the house with them. I can't imagine that this is like all fine.
Yeah, no, there's just no way. And hopefully being 17, there can be some space gotten sooner rather than later.
Truly. I really hope you like go away to college or like go get a job and maybe just get some space. Cause if this is what your brother's up to at 13, high school is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Usually they're kind of dicks for a couple more years. So teenagers in general are not necessarily the best people. And he does not sound like he's a great human right now. And I don't know if anybody's going to be trying to tell him that he needs to change his behavior. So he might just be this way for a while. So hopefully you get to go and like explore life outside of the toxic bubble that your parents and your brother sound kind of like they are.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I don't know if that's life. It happens. And it sounds like, you know,
her parents are tough. Yeah, we make our own families, I think.
Oh, for sure. Like, I think that, you know, she'll be okay. And obviously she has the author has a real, I don't know why I'm saying she, did we know that this is a girl or a person who identifies as a woman?
That's a good question. I don't know. Let me look back. Yeah, no, I think they just identify as bi.
So I don't know why I decided
Wait,
that.
You shouldn't have come out to your 13-year-old brother. Yeah. No, because I thought maybe the brother might have said. But, I mean, I think it makes sense that we might assume based on how this person responded. But that's that is an assumption.
Yeah. I just assumed it was a person who identified as a girl. No idea why I thought that. But there you go. Maybe I just felt like their parents might be even shittier if it was a bi boy. I feel like that's a harder pill to swallow for parents.
Yeah. Definitely.
There's a lot of like negativity that comes from being a queer man. So that's why I was like, maybe that's why I was like, the fact that they're okay with it. It's like, you know, like, oh, you know, girls, whatever. Like, she wants to hang out with it. Like, I feel like parents who are like that might just be taking it a little bit more lightly than if you had a bi boy. Like, I feel like for some reason people like that is what really sets people off. So maybe that's why I just assumed that, just because like how they were like okay with it but also not really that okay with it. I just assumed if it were they have a little up their boy, like maybe they would just be a little bit more lenient because it was a girl. I just didn't tend to find that that's sometimes how people react.
Yeah.
But yeah,
no, I
no,
think that's
not
true.
the asshole. Sorry, person that's
Yeah,
going through
not the
that.
asshole.
Good luck. Hopefully you get to go away to college or go do something and move out. Because I think you don't want to be put into a situation where you have to call the schools again. You should just be able to be free.
Yep. No, that's very true. And I don't know. I think sometimes we can get so stuck in our biological family. And I think I've said this before, that, oh, we should be close to them. It should be able to work because there's all these messages that we get about biological family. And the reality is when we can try to expand our definition of what family is, then it can be anything we want it to be. We don't have to be stuck with who happens to have our similar DNA.
Yeah.
Which isn't always the best.
Right.
And sometimes it doesn't feel like we have similar DNA to them. We might feel really different than them.
I know. I feel like that can, I feel like that's such a common thing that I've noticed as people reach adulthood. They don't necessarily always feel that connected to their given family or their birth family. But I think that, you know, people, I think it's more hurtful because you think you're supposed to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the message that you get is that you should have that. And when you don't, it's really hurtful. So
yeah.
I just feel for this person on a lot of different levels, but hopefully they can be free. And I mean, maybe a miracle will happen and her brother will, I mean, at the very least, I think maybe he will have learned, don't say things at school because you'll get expelled.
Yes.
So hopefully that was something. That's
just
better than nothing.
Just keep your bigotry to yourself.
Honestly, baby steps. Maybe that's the message he got. And then hopefully something is better than nothing. I can't imagine just
in front of my sister.
Right.
Brother,
that's probably the first
sibling.
Thing.
Sibling.
Yeah, my sibling. That's probably the first thing that they learned is their sibling is not here for their shit, which is great. Now you know you have like a firm boundary, which I think is really mm-hmm. cool. They know not to tell you that kind of stuff, which I actually think is a huge part of it. It's just like establishing to people that you don't stand for that. So I definitely think that's like a silver lining. I feel like that's probably really clear. It's pretty clear. And I think that that's really nice. Like, you know, you can't change people all the time, but what you can do is make it so that you don't have to be exposed to that and then feel like you're carrying that. Cause I feel like that's a part of it too. I've been in situations where people say things in front of you and you're like, ooh, I don't stand for this. So like, I have to say something. And that's it can be a lot of emotional labor to be the person.
Sure.
So like, you know, at the very least, maybe you've established that like, you don't stand for that and you don't have to, they'll just keep it that shit to himself.
Yeah.
Or just other people that are not you. Which honestly, sometimes that's all you can hope for is that it doesn't come to your doorstep.
Yeah, that at least you can sort of keep your barrier and your protection, have that boundary.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're not really in control of what the person does outside of that. That's very true.
So yeah, that's my thoughts. Any other thoughts from you?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Awesome. Well,
kind of straightforward.
Yeah.
Good luck, person.
Yeah, person, listener. Personal
go out
universe.
And explore, see what the world has to offer.
Seriously, like go and try to create your own family. It doesn't mean stop talking to your current one, but just expanding your universe so that you have more people.
And sometimes giving space will make people realize, like I've heard of that happening where it's like, I'm not talking to my family for a while and then suddenly they come around and changes can happen.
I love that. Okay, well, it was great talking to you, and we'll talk to everybody in 2 weeks or the week after next. I don't know how to best say that. Okay.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.